Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 3 through 9. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Brothers, consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you like sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you're left without discipline, in which we all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had many earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our psalm today stands in for what precedes our reading in Hebrews chapter 11. Hear the voice of the children of Israel, a voice of faith, but through much suffering, through much to endure, and through well-deserved punishments among them. They are sheep to be slaughtered. They're broken in shame. They're shown again and again through many afflictions that no, they do not win by their own sword or save themselves by their own arm. That is why the Lord made them for a time rejected, derided, scorned, and why the Lord did not go out with their armies. And all this came upon them, and yet they did not forget him. Thanks be to God, grant it to us also. For with most of them, the Lord was not pleased, and they perished on the way. As Hebrews says elsewhere, and as we sang in the full Venite last week, the Lord swore in his wrath that they would not enter into his rest. But we, dear saints, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, faithful ones, mind you. We are surrounded by the whole company of faith, those who are not afraid to endure all of Psalm 95, and yes, to endure Psalm 44. We are surrounded by those who, though tempted by their flesh, have turned their heads again to press on. In many dark moments, for sure, they must have turned their eyes back toward Egypt. They would have given up. They would have given in as slaves again. But by the Lord's discipline and his chastening rod, which does not fall down for evil, but for good, correction, and rescue, their eyes were turned again to look forward, to look and be fixed not on what was lacking or what fails, but on the rock from whom living water comes. Is the message of Hebrews 11 not that the saints of old also first fixed their eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of the faith? When we consider him, we see a Savior whose blood cleanses us from all transgression. We also see the Son of God falling under his Father's wrath, being given no rest, being cast, as it were, into the depths of Sheol under the weight of the world's sin that he must bear. On him indeed has fallen that wrath that is untempered by mercy. And in that we have no examples for imitation, dear saints. We only have the unique and the blessed sacrifice of our high priest for us. But since we are joined to Christ Jesus as sons and heirs with him, then we also gain encouragement and strength to follow him with our own afflictions as well. Since we are sons, let us not shy away from the marks of sonship, which include the discipline of struggles, both against ourselves and against those outside of us who might hate us. If you are blessed sons by faith, clinging gladly to Christ's promises, then do not ignore that every blessing you have ever received came with the sign of the Holy Cross. Receive your crosses then also as marks of your Father's blessing. You are indeed joined to his beloved Son, well pleasing on account of him, as the Father spake both at Christ's baptism and his transfiguration. Take up your cross and follow him with the joyful promise that whoever loses his life for Christ's sake has not lost it. You've gained it forever, because he can deliver it forever. Endure hostilities. Do not trade temporary convenience for the eternal perfection that you have been promised in Christ. Endure also with patience and resistance the sinful desires in yourself, which cannot always be so easily put away. Despise their shame. Resist the actions that your sinful desires suggest to you. You could very easily, of course, bring all hostilities to an end simply by embracing them rather than resisting them, by giving up rather than enduring. Then you would be forfeiting the hope that you have in Christ Jesus, the sonship of the Father of spirits who live, and you are to be among them. Your loving Father, a Father who is far better than even the fathers that we love and respect here on earth. Your loving Father is not disciplining you for a life of things that fail, a life of embracing shame, a life of your own making. Such life does not endure, and he wants endurance. Therefore, also, such hostilities that you must resist for a time in the flesh and in your heart, they do not endure forever either. What does endure forever is the steadfast love and the mercy of our God in Christ Jesus. His words and promises, his truth, and quite pointedly for you, friends, his resurrected life, toward which we also are running. You are sons of the things that endure. You are able then by faith to endure even beyond the point of shedding blood, because the life that Christ has bought for you endures forever. Consider him, and consider with the song of faith and hope on your lips. All things else have but their day, but God's great love abides. Pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.